10. Seal Spectacular. This Christmas, many of us will be visiting the beaches at Horsey and Winterton to glimpse Norfolk's Seal Spectacular. Norfolk photographer and Friends actor Harry Van Gorkum has a wonderful collection of photographs taken during his time as a volunteer with Friends of Horsey Seals, and he tells us about his experience.
Seal Spectacular. Roughly half of the world's population of grey seals live around the British coastline. And between November and January each year, thousands of seals haul out of the sea onto the beaches at Horsey and Winterton to give birth. It's a spectacular sight which attracts many, many visitors. For lots of people, a trip to see the seals and their pups is a Christmas and New Year tradition. Friends of Horsey Seals work hard to make sure that both seals and visitors are kept safe. They recruit and train a large number of volunteer wardens who deter people and dogs from getting too close to the pups, which might cause the mother to abandon her pup, leaving it to starve. They're also there to direct visitors to the safest and best viewing spots and to provide them with up-to-date information about the seals. Norfolk photographer and actor Harry Van Gorkum has a wonderful collection of photographs taken during his time as a volunteer with the Friends of Horsey Seals, and he tells us about the experience. So, Harry, what was it that made you want to become a volunteer seal warden?
I had just moved to Norfolk and was talking with my sister-in-law, who mentioned the volunteer seal wardens, and it piqued my interest. I was looking for some way to volunteer my time, and this ticked all the boxes and more. Being outdoors in nature, helping mammals that I've always had an affinity with, I contacted Friends of Horsey Seals, and they were quick to respond.
What training did you have?
A day with a senior warden who takes you and the group of trainees through the steps necessary to become a warden. You learn all about the seals, when they come up onto the beach, all about spotting the cows and the bulls. You're given a booklet that explains the whole process, from the birthing, feeding and the acclimatization of the pups before they head into the water. And you're also taught of the dangers to the seals and pups and what to look out for and how to handle the public.
So what are a seal warden's duties?
Well, your duties are many. To take notes and inform the duty warden via walkie-talkie of any stray cubs or cows who may have ventured into the dunes for shelter and therefore are in danger of being disturbed by onlookers, dog walkers and so on. To inform members of the public of any areas that they should avoid due to seals and pups, and to rope off any areas where seals and pups may be. To answer any questions about the seals and the birthing process to members of the public, and to ask members of the public to stay a safe distance from the seals and not venture onto the beach.
So what were the most interesting things that you've learned about the seals?
Oh, I've learned so much from being there, surrounded by hundreds of seals and pups. It's an ever-changing scenario, and you never know what to expect, shift to shift. One thing that surprised me and many members of the public was that the mother leaves the pup once it's gained enough weight to fend for itself. She then returns to the sea, leaving the pup alone for maybe 3 weeks before it too, through force of nature, also finds its way to the sea for its first ever swim and contact with the water. This is a perilous time for the pups, and that's why we're there, to make that process as easy as possible without any disturbances.
And what's the best thing about the experience?
To be out on the wild coast on a stormy day, sometimes just you and the seals, and experience something that many travel miles to see. To see your first pup being born and watch that pup grow and hopefully mature enough to make the sometimes long journey to the sea and continue the circle and grow the seal population.
Harry takes all his pictures with a 300mm zoom lens at safe distance from the seals, and his photographs can be enjoyed by following at Van Gorkum Photography. To find out more about Friends of Horsey Seals, visit friendsofhorseyseals.co.uk.